Unmanned autonomous vehicles are definitely on their way, and autonomous delivery vehicles will be happening even sooner. How soon, of course? That depends on how quickly tech companies can work out all the bugs. And to do that, they need to get their vehicles out on the roads, racking up miles, figuring out what goes right and what goes wrong. Exactly what sort of rules should be in place before Pizza Hut sends out its delivery drone rolling down your neighborhood street? That's the billion-dollar question. I'm Road Guy Rob with a look at your transportation news. When it comes to AVs, California is prime real estate. Most of the companies are based in the Bay Area. The weather's good for testing these vehicles out, and the state has seemed to be very willing to work with AV companies to do tests on the road. And rules are really important because once testing starts, those miles could really start racking up. Just a few years ago, there were no autonomous vehicle tests. Now there are manned tests of autonomous vehicles carrying passengers. Companies like Waymo racked up over 1 million miles just in 2018. And what the tech companies are looking at and what state regulators are looking at are two different things. Tech companies are looking at the car in motion, tracking pedestrians and other cars. How well can the vehicle see lane markings during the day and at night and in the rain? State regulators like California's Department of Motor Vehicles and San Francisco's Transit Agency, they want to know what happens when these vehicles stop. Specifically, curbside behavior. Think about our current environment with ride-sharing services, Uber and Lyft. A concert gets over. In the old days, people would kind of meander out, work their ways at their own pace over to the parking lot and leave at different times, maybe hop on a bus or a rail system, catching different trains. Now everybody walks out and clicks, I want a ride on the app, and all of a sudden, armies of Ubers and Lyfts start showing up all at the same time, fighting for limited curb space. That's led to double parking, people blocking through lanes, which cause even bigger traffic jams, not to mention the nightmare for bicyclists and pedestrians who are just trying to get through. Now, if we look at these autonomous delivery vehicles, curbside management's also an issue. Imagine halftime during the Super Bowl, 12 restaurant delivery vehicles all pull up in front of the same high-rise apartment building and clog the street. So now DMV is trying to figure out exactly how these rules should take shape, and they're talking with AV companies and other stakeholders. They have to strike a balance because if the rules are too permissive, we just end up with the same chaos we have now. Make the rules too strict, well, it defeats the entire point of having an autonomous vehicle deliver stuff to your house in the first place. One of the more controversial rules, DMV is considering banning companies from charging money on deliveries, which are part of an autonomous test. Companies, of course, don't like that because they see a future where their deliveries will scale up more and more and more, and they're counting on customers to help pay for their research and development in these tests. But that could be a problem because companies may be more inclined to take a risk if it means profitability. That goes away if companies are not allowed to charge. They have to focus 100% on customer satisfaction and on getting feedback from the test. So we'll have to see how that turns out. But it could mean a period of time where companies like Grubhub and DoorDash offer free autonomous delivery of your sandwich. Other rules DMV are looking at are a little less controversial. One would be companies would have to clearly mark their name on the vehicle. That way, if an AV were to go rogue and start spitting sandwiches all over the sidewalk and chasing toddlers down the street, you'd know, hey, such and such company, their car's out of control. Teamsters, they oppose any changes to the rule. They point out they represent UPS employees, that company paying 100,000 workers middle-class wages to deliver parcels and packages across California. And although their jobs are probably safe for the foreseeable future, I gotta admit, it must be pretty scary looking and seeing an autonomous delivery future knocking on your door and jeopardizing your job. For more transportation news, just about once a week, except during the summertime when I take vacations, subscribe to the Road Guy Rob podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, just search for Transportation News or Road Guy Rob. And go over and check out my YouTube channel. Just search Road Guy Rob on YouTube. Thanks for listening.